Let's go to Rossapenna, the Irish Legends competition taking place there at the moment. And standing by is our head of sport, Oisin Kelly. Oisin, good morning.
Yeah, how you doing? A very good morning and welcome to our coverage of day one, which is round one. We did have the pro-am yesterday, but we've got round one today, which is the Serious Golf, Donal. And all the players basically will be out in the course by about 10:30 or so, including the big hitters, former world number ones, former major winners, Ryder Cup captains, the likes of Thomas Bjorn, Ian Woosnam, Mark James, Paul Laurie. There's a few others thrown in there as well. And most of them actually started in the 10th tee, Donal, which is just off to our left-hand side. Weather-wise, there was heavy rain earlier. Thankfully, it's dried up. And the forecast, Donal, for later on isn't too good, but they're hoping that they'll have all the competitors back in the clubhouse, back into the heat, the warm and the dry by about 3 o'clock, just before this storm is due to hit the area. But we'll wait to see what happens later on today, Donal.
Yesterday, the Pro-Am, Oisin, by all accounts, a really, really good day. It's an awful shame that people weren't there to see it, because it was a classic of its kind.
Yeah, a hugely successful day yesterday, Donal, and under the host, of course, Paul McGinley. This weekend, we had actors and former sports stars and mixing with the professionals and those amateurs here as well, who are also part of the amateur celebrity series where they play the rest of the weekend. But listen, it was a great day's golf. There was two pro-ams. One went out early in the morning, but the one that had all the big names and took place yesterday afternoon. And last night, the score programme, we heard from the likes of Robbie Fowler, who is here, or was here yesterday. He's heading back today, and he had a good round, so he enjoyed his time in Rossapenna. We also had Jim Gavin, the All-Ireland winning manager of Dublin, took them to 6 in a row, of course. He was the winner of the individual. He had a very good round yesterday with 44 points. The likes of Ronnie Whelan was involved in the winning team in the Pro-Am as well. And there was a host of stars here, and it was great just to see them walking past our broadcast unit, Donal. But it was a very successful day, and the weather held up yesterday as well. So it was a good start to the competition. Michael Murphy, our very own Donegal captain, was here too, and the Coherlock of Donegal County Council, Jack Murray, we spoke to them after yesterday. They thoroughly enjoyed their day. Michael Murphy was a bit gobsmacked meeting one of his idols and his heroes, Robbie Fowler. Michael, a big Liverpool fan. Alan Hansen is still here for the rest of the weekend. He's competing in the Celebrity Series. Another former Liverpool man, as we mentioned, Ronnie Whelan. But yes, it was a good day yesterday, Donal, and it was great to see everybody here mixing. It was very, very relaxed, but it's a different story today. Competition heads are on. Game heads are on, so they are, Donal.
And I'm sure, okay, they're legends. They've done their competitive playing on the major circuits. But I'm sure, you know, people like Ian Woosnam, they've been competitive all their lives. They're not going to stop being competitive now.
No, and it's, a guy mentioned to me earlier who's actually sitting across from me, Donal, Dennis Kerwin, who is a golf and horse racing broadcaster, and we team up from time to time, and he's joined us here in our outside broadcast unit. And we were talking about Ian Woosnam, Donal, who still gets to play the Masters, and Dennis is still as competitive as what he was when he won it way back years ago, and he was a world number one.
Absolutely a groundbreaker in many ways, Oisin. I mean, a guy who went out and basically broke down the barriers that were there in relation to European golfers going over to golf on the PGA Tour in America. Went over, won the Masters in 91, and one of the benefits of that is you get to play it for the rest of your life, or until you're 65 or thereabouts. So he goes back every year, and what a brilliant park that is.
Yeah, and the flip side of that is, Donal, that Ian Woosnam tells the story when he first started out in professional golf, and he talked about having pressure and winning the Masters. When he started, he found the real pressure being trying to get a finish in a competition where he would win enough money to basically put petrol into his car to drive back home, Dennis, which he's went from one end of the to the other, basically, so he has.
Yeah, that's the real pressure. I mean, when you've got a few million in your back pocket and you have a putt to win a tournament, it doesn't quite count as much as, so, you know, when you're playing. And I know Lee Trevino as well, the great Lee Trevino, used to say the same thing. Real pressure for him was when he was playing golf with his buddies and he needed the price of his dinner that evening. That was real pressure.
Yeah, it was surely, Dennis. Don, you know what we'll do? We'll give you an update on an early update and how things are progressing here in the first round down at the Rossapenna Hotel and Golf Resort. Leading the way is a Spanish player, Carl Sunnison, who sits at 2 under after 8 holes of his first round. And he started at the 10th hole. So he's playing the valley to start things off for his front nine, which is probably the most difficult of the 18 holes of the two nines if you're going to start in the back. But he's done well. He picked up a birdie in the 12th and he picked up a birdie in the 15th. Whereas if we look at Paul McGinley, the host who's further on down the field, Paul actually had a bogey at the 12th. He hit 5 for the par 4 while Sonnison, the leader, he done it with that 3 shots, so he did, Dennis.
Yeah, absolutely. The one thing that's noticeable, Oisín, is the fact that there's nobody running away with this. I mean, you know, the course has proven to be a fantastic test, and I mean, the conditions are relatively benign. I know we had a little bit of rain earlier, but the conditions are nice and benign now, and the players are by far from burning up this golf course. 2 under the lead, as you say, Carl Sunderson after 8, and Andrew Raitt next best. He's gone through 9 holes, and he's only 1 under. So the course is providing these excellent professionals with a superb test.
First big name we see is Mark James, former Ryder Cup captain at 1 under, alongside Ricardo Gonzalez. They're 1 off the pace. And if we just go down through the rest of the leaderboard, Barry Lane is in a large group that are level par on their opening 9 holes. Philip Price from Wales, level par. Paul Laurie, level par. Mr. Woosnam, that we spoke about, is sitting at level par. Players who are on +1, Mauricio Molina, who played very well last week at Thornbury, sitting at +1. Thomas Bjorn, former Ryder Cup captain, +1. Thomas LeVay is a +1 as well. Can't forget about Irishman Brendan McGovern. Brendan, he's on this Legends Tour, on the European Tour. He was in Thornbury last week, +1, and he's actually bogeyed his first hole, so he has. Then we've got Paul McGinley. He's dropped another shot, +2 for Paul McGinley. Marcus Breer is at +2, and then the likes of Philip Walton, +4 through 6. Just selected scores there, Donald, off the opening round. But listen, Donald, it's fantastic to get things up and running. The serious golf is taking place, and we can't forget about the celebrity side of things as well. There is, of course, individual amateurs taking part. The likes of David Humphreys, former rugby star, is out on the course. He is through 7 holes and sits on a score of 12 points alongside Killian McGinley. And they're 2 off the leader, who is Heidi Han, who is at 14, a score of 14. They, of course, are going on a Stableford format, so they are for this event. So that's all part of the series as well. Daniel O'Donnell's here. We can't forget about Daniel too. He's playing the rest of the weekend. He's through 6 holes. He's already in 10 points, and he sits 4 points off the leader in the amateur competition, which what they do, Donal. It's a bit like the Dunhill Links Championship, where they play the professionals along with the amateurs. So you've got 2 professionals out, and then the 3rd member of the group is the amateur. And if you are an amateur and you're playing with some of the big guns, it's going to be a real treat for you in day 1, that's for sure.